Can you hear the music? Yeah? Good. Okay. Now, keep your eyes closed and just listen. No more talking, okay? Okay. Deep breath into the nose and out to the mouth. Good. Again. Into the nose and out through the mouth. Hey, do you realize where you are right now? You're in my bedroom. And do you realize what you're lying on? My bed. It's a girl's bed. But you can relax. It's okay. One day soon, you'll be sleeping on a girl's bed of your own. But for today, you can pretend that this girl's bed, your sister's bed, is yours. Can you smell my perfume on the sheets? Can you smell my shampoo on the pillow? It's okay to take a whiff. Deep breath in through the nose. Do you smell it? And out through the mouth. Do you feel how soft my bed is? Go ahead and relax your legs. Relax your arms and your head. Sink your body into a girl's bed and feel what it's like. I sleep in this bed every night, you know. I've masturbated in this bed. And, don't tell my dad, but I've had sex in this bed too. With a few different guys. It's a girl's bed. And like all girls' beds, it has secrets. And you know what? You can pretend, just for today, that it's your bed. So take a deep breath and smell your bed. Smell me. Smell what you want to become. In through the nose. And out through the mouth. Sink into this girl's bed and think about the kind of secrets it keeps. The secrets that I keep. Your sister. I'm not gonna tell you any of them, of course, but you know what you can do? You can think about the secrets that you'll keep when you have a girl's bed of your own. Into the nose and out through the mouth. Good girl. I want you to imagine your arms, legs, and head getting so heavy and so relaxed that you can't even lift them out of your girl's bed anymore. Let the smells of your bed anesthetize you. The smells of a girl. Your smells. That's what you want, right? You want to be a girl? just like me? You want to be soft like me? You want to be pretty like me? You want to smell good like me, don't you? See? You're already feeling it. And all you've done is lie down on a girl's bed. You want to be a girl, right? You want to have the arms of a girl, the legs of a girl, the chest of a girl. You want to be seen as a girl, treated like a girl. But most of all, you want something else, don't you? Something secret. I promise I won't tell anybody, but I know what it is. You want to be fucked like a girl, don't you? Fucked like a girl in a girl's bed. Am I wrong? Well, maybe you will be one day. We're going to work on all those things and a lot more too, but there's something we need to do first. You're lying on a girl's bed, wearing girl's panties, smelling girl's smells and feeling girl's sheets, but you're still missing something. Something fundamental. One of the first things you need to be a girl. Why don't you take a slow, relaxed breath? Just breathe normally now and think about what that missing piece might be. In. And out. Do you know what it is? No, it's not that. It's a name. You need a girl's name. So I'm going to give you one, okay? This is your first hypnotic suggestion. The first of many. When I give you these suggestions, you'll listen to them, you'll accept them, and you'll internalize them. In time, they will become you, and you will become a girl. So, are you ready for your first suggestion? Take a deep breath, smell all your smells, and relax. In and out. Here we go. From now on, whenever you dress like a girl, whenever you feel like a girl, when you're treated like a girl, whenever you touch yourself like a girl, or especially when you get fucked like a girl, you will identify yourself with a girl's name. Do you know what it is? Becky. Isn't that cute? You're not going to be a girl all the time, right? At least, not right now. And that's okay. But when you are a girl, your name is Becky. Cute, cute little Becky. You are a girl named Becky. Take a deep breath through your nose. Smell all your smells and say it now. My name is Becky. Say it. Good girl. Say it cuter. Be a cute girl. Say, my name is Becky. Now, I promise, Becky, we're going to work on all the little things you need to do to be a girl. We're going to talk about being pretty. We're going to talk about your hair and your makeup. We're going to talk about shaving. We're going to talk about what to do with the sensitive parts between your legs when you're a girl. And of course, we're going to talk about clothes and shoes. But that's for later. First, we need to do something really important. You trust me, don't you, Becky? I know that sounds ominous, but I don't mean it to. We need to go to your secret place. Do you know what that is?
Trust.
It's a place deep in your subconscious where you keep all your most special hopes and dreams. All your most intimate secrets. I want you to let me into your secret place, Becky. We're going to go there now, okay? I promise I won't hurt you or embarrass you. I won't take advantage of you. I just want to give you what you really want. To give you a chance to fulfill those secret needs you have that you're too afraid to say out loud. So, show me, Becky. Imagine that you're taking me by the hand and showing me through a really green forest with soft leaves and mossy ground.
Trust your sister, Becky.
You may not be sure about showing me your secret place, but you look at me and you see my soft smile, and you know I'm your sister. You do trust me, don't you, Becky? Take me deeper into this beautiful forest and show me your secret place. Aww. Wow. It's beautiful here, Becky. I can see why you keep it so precious. It's so vulnerable and pretty here. Thank you for bringing me here, Becky, and showing me. And now that we're here, hidden from the suspicious gaze of your conscious mind, I'm going to give you another suggestion, okay? From now on, when we go to your secret place together, we'll be going to the deepest part of your subconscious. Not even your conscious mind knows where your secret place is. And yet, the things you hide in your secret place influence everything you do, don't they? All those dirty secrets, all the crazy ideas, kinky ideas that you're too afraid to say out loud, even to yourself. They're all right here in your secret place, and your conscious mind knows nothing about them. All your conscious mind can do is react to the secret yearnings and instincts in your hidden secret place. It has no choice. Your secret place is the real you, Becky. All your most intimate cravings originate here in this beautiful place, and your conscious mind has little choice but to follow where they lead you. And now that you've invited me here, and I'm so grateful you have, Now, we can figure out your real secrets together, Becky. I can help you discover who you are on a deep, fundamental level. Together, we can introduce the real you to your conscious mind and help it become a partner in getting what you really want. Can't we, Becky? Now that you've shown me the way, now that you've shown me how much you trust me, I can come back here whenever I want. Can't I, Becky? I have access to your most intimate secrets, and I can help you interpret them, Becky. I can help you understand them. I can even help you bring them to life, can't I? That's what you want, right, Becky? You trust me, don't you? In fact, why don't I give you another suggestion? Another secret suggestion that your conscious mind doesn't need to know about. Are you ready? From now on, whenever I ask you if you trust me, your answer will always be yes. You'll say, "I trust you, Michaela." Whenever I ask you that question, you'll feel an overwhelming sense of trust in me. Trust. Of course you'll trust me. I'm your sister. You'll say, "I trust you, Michaela." Say it now.
Trust your sister, Becky.
Do you trust me, Becky? I trust you, Michaela. Yay. In fact, whenever I ask you that question, you might feel like you did something wrong to make me feel like you didn't trust me. You might feel a little bad, and you might try to make extra sure that I know you trust me implicitly. I'm your sister. Of course you trust me, don't you, Becky?
Trust your sister, Becky.
Tell me. I trust you, Michaela. Good girl. Of course you do. I'd never hurt you, Becky. I'd never betray you or do anything to take advantage of who you really are. Not in your secret place. I would never do that to you, Becky.
Trust.
Thank you for showing me this beautiful, special place.
Trust.
Thank you for trusting me.
Sister Becky.
Just remember, everything that happens here is secret. Shh. Now, it's so beautiful here. Everything here feels so precious and easily disturbed, and it feels like anything I do might affect you, Becky. So I want to be really careful. I think it's time to go. Let's come back another day, okay? I think that's enough for our first session. Come on. Take my hand and lead me out of your secret place. Let's climb up. Let's climb up out of the deep secret forest, okay? Of course, you won't remember that I was in your secret place, will you? You won't even remember that you were there, or even that it exists at all. It belongs in your subconscious, and it will always stay there. All you'll remember is the good, feminine feelings you have about being a girl. Lying on a girl's bed, smelling a girl's smells, and of course, that your new name is Becky.
Cute little Becky.
Good. I'm going to count you up now, okay? From 1 to 3. When I get to 3, we'll have emerged from the gentle forest and you'll be awake, refreshed and feeling really good about what we discovered today. Sometimes you want to be a girl, and that's beautiful, Becky. You want to learn more about being a girl, and that's beautiful. I'm honored to be able to show you. 1. Becoming aware of the bed you're lying on and the environment you're in. Feeling your body becoming lighter. Feeling your memory and consciousness stir. 2. Becoming aware of where you are, who you're with, and the good feelings that you discovered on our hypnotic exploration together. 3. Your eyes almost opening, your heart beating, awake and alert with renewed feminine purpose and confidence.